Jim Taylor on WMJ, WMJ.com. Kevin Hieronymus does a great job covering the prep scene, specifically the Three Rivers Conference for the Bureau County Republican. And I love what you do in terms of declaring an all-sports champion. Tell us a little bit about that. And we're going to toot our horn a little bit because we get to cover the Sherrard Tigers all year. So they're the all-sports champs this year for the track. But tell us a little bit about that's kind of your project.
Yeah, it was. Jim, I did it originally for the Indian Valley Conference, who's been folded for, since mid-90s. And that was always, the BCR would sponsor, and I'd go to school, present, the trophy and take a picture of all the coaches. And then once all my schools got into the Three Rivers Conference, Princeton Hall, St. Bede, and Bureau Valley, I said, hey, let's do that all sports race. So I brought it back, I think in 2016 was the first year I brought it back. Yeah, it's cool. It shares the success, not just one program, but across the board. I know, talked to Swanee at Sherrard Girls Basketball. We're good friends, and he was real pleased to see that again. And he expressed it best. He said, well, it shows all our success, not just my program or baseballs or footballs, but everybody.
So that's how it works. It's basically across the board from cross country to volleyball to boys and girls basketball to softball to track to wrestling, whatever.
Yeah, each sport weighs the same. Cross country, if you get a first place in cross country, it means just as much as football would. And I award points. Most of our sports are in divisions, so in a 7-team division, I would award 7 points for the first place team, 6 points for second, and et cetera. And then the few sports who are the full conference, they would get their points accordingly. Maybe a full conference, I guess, is 14, so they get 13 points in a full conference, which is maybe only a handful of sports.
It'd be nice if the conference, after seeing your work, would develop some kind of trophy for that, because I think that'd be pretty neat to see.
It would be, yeah. We used to present a plaque back in the Indian Valley Conference days, and maybe I can talk to some of the presidents of the conference and talk about that. Yeah.
So when you circle back, you've been doing it for such a long time, people will say, well, who in the world was in the Indian Valley Conference? And those schools probably no longer exist in those probably formats, do they?
No, it's kind of the precursor of the Bureau Valley consolidation. We're talking Old Manlius High School, Old Walnut High School, Old Western, Old Wyonette. Those four schools went into Bureau Valley. Then we would have also lost Tisquaw, who came to Princeton. And then Anawan was in back then. Atkinson would have been in back in the day. Lamoille, Ohio, DePew. Some of those schools are still in existence, but different areas now.
Oh, for those days. That's why we're doing this interview. That is an Illinois High School Glory Days event. All right, your observations of the track with Mercer County coming in, not this year, but next year. I know there's rumblings that potentially Bureau Valley could be leaving and going to the LTC. How do you see this whole Three Rivers Conference thing evolving?
The St. Bede leaving, they won't be, and the Morrison leaving, they won't be the only ones to leave. You mentioned Bureau Valley. I know I've heard some rumblings, more maybe unofficially, about that. I guess, any conference, they always have their they always strive for stability, but it's, in these days, it's hard to have stability, it seems like. Mercer County would be a good add. But just when you think you got somebody in, then you're going to probably see somebody leave. So you just never know.
So looking at, your coverage and the prep scene, you've been doing it for such a long time. And I always tell people that, the landscape of schools have changed in my area, right? And the landscape of journalism has changed in my area. You've probably seen a lot of guys come and go in this business for how long you've done it. It's, I heard today, I was listening to a show where they said Northwestern in college sports, they don't have a daily beat writer from a Chicago Chicago Daily. I mean, that just makes me sad. And then I just know how I've been in it for 30 some odd years. And when I first started, how many people were at games, and there just aren't that many anymore. And I think that really, to me, takes away some of the fan interest by not having the preps covered by print journalists like we used to have. And that, so long story short, I always tell people, man, local journalism matters. So you're still doing it. But how sad are you with where we're at in terms of, you know, just coverage and things of that nature and how much the industry is changing?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely sad. When I first came here, Bob Wesson over at Kewaunee, he was a legend at the Kewaunee Star Courier. He kind of took me under his wing, and he retired, and he's since passed, and that particular paper is just not the same as it used to be, but that's not the only one. You can look at where I grew up from, the Bloomington Daily Pantograph. They're down to one full-time sports person, and that was just an incredible sports staff they had. Peoria Journal Star, that was just incredible. I did some work there as a college kid. That was just incredible sports section department, and unfortunately they're not the same anymore. We just saw this past week examples, New York Times and LA Times, they basically dropped their whole sports department, and they're going to use the athletic.com, you know, thing. And I mean, that's sad. I mean, frankly, it's a joke for them to do that. They're not going to have any game stories like on the Yankees. You know, they're going to have like these sensationalized feature stories. I mean, come on. And you talked about maybe being about the only person, like when you're at ball games, I am too. My company, Shaw Media, we've consolidated that. I rarely go to any games anymore where there's another reporter there. We merged with Ottawa and more recently with LaSalle News Tribune. And so there's no longer a reporter. I'm covering for all our papers in the Shaw Media, so there's no need for a second reporter being there. If I go to a game, there's another reporter there. Now I'm kind of shocked, to be honest with you.
Well, I just want to say I follow you. I read your stuff. You do a great job covering the prep scene, and I wanted to pat you on the back and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, and I admire your radio work, too. We need small-town radio just like we need the small-town newspapers.
Amen, brothers and sisters. Kevin Hieronymus, follow him on Twitter. Follow him at the Bureau County Republican. Jim Taylor, WRMJ, WRMJ.com.